This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. When you travel from country to country working in medicine, there are some things that just don't change. For example, the organs in the body are the same. The stomach is a stomach. Certainly the commonness of diseases differ greatly, but the types of cancer or heart disease are basically the same. Customs and practices, however, differ greatly. In some countries, a male physician cannot examine a female patient. In other countries, a physician, no matter what the gender, cannot speak to a married woman about her health. Those conversations can only be had with her husband. Another cultural difference revolves around tipping a doctor. Last week, Anand, a patient, offered me a $50 tip. As he slipped the money into my hand, I was clueless. "What's this for?" I asked. He looked at me like I was crazy and said, "For your hard work, doctor." "No, I refuse to take the $50 or any part of it, not even a dollar. That's just not how I want to generate any part of my income." I explained that doctors in the U.S. are well paid, and our ethics prevent us from taking a tip that might suggest that we only work hard for those patients who tip us. Anand insisted that I was offending him by not allowing him to thank me. I tried to assure him that I meant no offense and I appreciated his offer, but if it was a choice between offending him or taking the money, I would need to offend, but I would apologize. We tip our waiters, our cab drivers, and even the Chinese food delivery guy, but in the U.S. we do not tip our doctors. The difference is that doctors strive to do the best, and we hold our patients' interests in the highest regard all the time. Everyone gets the same care, regardless of their income. Of course, there are some patients like Anand who require far more work, like fighting with their insurance companies. But I engage like a varsity fighter with those insurance companies, not for my own financial gain, but because it's part of my job and my duty to see that everything possible is done to help Anand. Tips mean different things to different people. For some, a tip is a thank you to the doctor for a job well done. For others, it's a request to remind the doctor that their loved one expects the very best care. And for others, it's a bribe to move their loved one up to the top of the list. But for all of these, there are unintended consequences. A group of medical students from Eastern Europe who are working with me this month told me that in their country, doctors fight for the richest patients and then they demand a tip. If a tip is not offered, the doctor will ask for one. And if the tip is too small, the doctor will ask for something larger. And this is on top of their regular salary. As you can imagine, this is a significant barrier for people who just want health care. I wasn't offended by Anand's offer because I understood it was coming from his heart, but I hope he understood my refusal to accept the tip because it was also coming from my heart. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.